AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. In Los Angeles, a jury found Meta and YouTube liable in a first-of-its-kind lawsuit that aimed to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services, awarding the plaintiff $3 million in damage. The plaintiff, a 20-year-old woman, says she became addicted to social media as a child, and this addiction exacerbated her mental health struggles. Her lawyer, Mark Lanier, says there was a lot of support for this case.
There are so many families who've been tragically hurt through the addiction of social media. And while we've never been able to talk about the content of what these social media platforms can do, that's protected under the judge's rulings, we have been able to talk about the features.
Meta and Google-owned YouTube issued statements disagreeing with the verdict and vowing to explore legal options, which includes appeals. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the U.S. will respond to Iran's rejection of a pause in the fighting.
President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres says this has got to stop.
My message to the United States and Israel is that it is high time to end the war. As human suffering deepens, civilian casualties mount, and the global economic impact is increasingly devastating. And my message to Iran is to stop attacking their neighbors that are not parties to the conflict.
Savannah Guthrie says in a tearful interview on NBC, somebody needs to do the right thing and provide information that leads to a resolution of the case of her missing 84-year-old mother. Nancy Guthrie was last seen almost 3 months ago in Arizona.
I will not hide my face. But she needs to come home now.
This is AP News. It's a history-making day for the Anglican Church.
Sarah Mullally, a former cancer nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, has been installed as the Archbishop of Canterbury in a ceremony celebrating her election as the first woman to lead the Church of England.
Willingly, I share with you the service of the churches of this country and pledge myself to strive for the full visible unity of Christ's Church in truth and love.
Although Mullally, who's 63, formally became an archbishop in January, Wednesday's event marked the beginning of her public ministry as both the head of the Church of England and the spiritual leader of the worldwide Anglican Communion. Mullally begins her tenure as archbishop at a difficult time for the Church and the Communion, whose members are deeply divided over issues such as the role of women and the treatment of LGBTQ+ people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.